This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state will dismantle one of its three overflow medical facilities built to treat COVID-19 patients. The space at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver will come down by late March. The site has not been used, and health officials say they expect to have enough hospital capacity going forward. Two overflow facilities will stay in place for now, one in Westminster and one in Pueblo. Colorado is getting $181 million in federal funding to continue offering free COVID-19 testing. The federal government reimburses the state for 75% of its testing costs. Denver spent more than $400,000 last year on sweeps of encampments for people experiencing homelessness. That's according to a Denver Post investigation. The city conducted around 30 sweeps last year. Most of the money went to a company that cleans up trash and hazardous materials during sweeps. Denver also spent some money to fence in the areas. Critics say those funds would be better spent on housing assistance. The son of one of Colorado's most prominent political insiders was among the recipients of a presidential pardon in the last hours of the Trump administration. Drew Bo Brownstein was convicted of insider trading in 2012. Then a hedge fund owner, he was sentenced to a year and a day in prison for using insider information to make nearly $2.5 million on an illegal trade. Along with the prison time, he also forfeited the money. Brownstein is the son of Denver attorney Norman Brownstein, whose practice has grown into one of the nation's most powerful lobbying firms. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.